White. Oakland, California, May 11th, 1874. Dear son Willie, we are now getting settled in our new home 4 miles from the city, close under the mountains high up above the city. It is rural here. There was once a very good water cure institution upon this place. The large three-story house is standing desolate, shattered, and dilapidated. We live in a neat square house a few rods from this building. We have not got settled as yet, but we shall soon. This is a very pleasant place to live. There are trees and flowers, no fruit, but our neighbors have fruit in abundance, so we can purchase of them. The Chinamen have a house not far off. We buy peas of them for 3 cents per pound. Strawberries are plentiful, and there is every kind of vegetable in abundance. New potatoes for 3 cents per pound. We have the use of a new milch cow for pasturing her and giving the owner 3 pints of milk each day. We have a good house and barn and 40 acres of land, all for $22 per month. Our horses were brought to us from Brother Judson's yesterday. We shall now have a spry team to take us to and from the city. Father is getting real smart. He is cheerful and of good courage. The printers are at work upon the first number of Signs of the Times. We feel that this is in the order of God. We wish you were here, and Edson, if he were only devoted to God and felt his obligation to his parents. Will Edson ever learn to know his duty and work in harmony with his father? We would have a printing office at once here upon this coast. Edson and you could manage the work very nicely with one man, an experienced printer. What should you think if we should send for you shortly? There is a work to be done here on the Pacific coast. When the work is established upon the right basis, we shall feel free to go elsewhere, to come east. The tent meeting in Oakland is a success. We had a good attendance Sunday. I speak to the people every Sunday afternoon. There is great interest in Oakland among a certain class. They are steady hearers. The interest is not sensational, not flashy, but calm, steadily on the increase. There must be a company raised up here to obey the truth. I must close this letter, for Father is to take it to the city this morning. Write us often, direct to our address in Oakland. Much love to your teacher, Brother Brownsberger, and to Brother Gaskell's family. I would say, please send me 1 dozen of the Address to the Young, Appeal to the Young. I have received only 2 copies as yet. I would advise you to pray earnestly to know your duty for yourself. Your mother and 2 young men came to this place while Father was engaged in his business getting the paper started. We cleaned the dirtiest house I ever saw from chamber to kitchen. These young men did well. I worked very hard to get the house in readiness so that Lucinda would not have a stroke of cleaning to do. This was Thursday. Every floor in the house was washed Friday. Lucinda came about dark with the children. The children have been exceedingly anxious to come to Michigan to see Willie, they both say. They talk much of Willie. They are good children. We have received 2 letters from Mr. Walling. He says the children shall never go back to their mother. The children look with perfect dread upon the thought of going to their mother again. Mr. Walling says he wants the children to live with us just as long as we will keep them. They love us and cling to us. Your father pets them considerably. Mother. Postscript. We expect a water cure institution will be established on this coast. But we are not settled as to the most healthful location. We may establish it at St. Helena, which has many advantages in point of water and climate. This is a very nice place here. There is a running stream and springs of water, but there are drawbacks. We fear the climate for consumptives. But my lungs are free here, but suffered in Santa Rosa. St. Helena is a mountainous country, and the climate is considered preferable to this. Consumptives make St. Helena a great place of resort. Write us often. Mother.